Title: The Wild West, The Creator Economy Strikes Gold in Hollywood. Content: What started as platforms that generated viral cat videos and dance trends has quickly transformed into one of the most influential and profitable sides of the entertainment industry. In fact, Goldman Sachs has estimated that the creator economy is projected to reach a market valuation of almost $500 billion by 2027. Associates from our firm attended VidCon this year in Anaheim, California, where content creators and industry representatives gathered for 3 days of cutting-edge programming related to the creator economy. The main takeaway from VidCon is that the creator economy has been legitimized as a mainstream commercial force and is no longer a separate operation in Hollywood. And industry power players have arrived at the table. Creative Artists Agency, for example, has a dedicated team, CAA Creators, to manage representation of digital creators and build a dedicated infrastructure around them. As the entertainment industry at large continues to evolve, content creators, brands and traditional media companies should be aware of the legal landscape as it pertains to the current state of the creator economy and where it is heading. The new frontier conversations at this year's VidCon leveled up, now that creators have begun to cross over into mainstream media in ways that would have been unimaginable during the peak TV days. In particular, YouTubers have achieved record-breaking blockbuster success at the box office this year, with Kane Parsons' feature film, Backrooms, and Curry Barker's Obsession each grossing over $300 million globally, both far exceeding their relatively modest production budgets. The content creators of today are quickly becoming the filmmakers and stars of tomorrow. Consequently, studios, networks, and streamers are increasingly leaning into creator-led content. For example, Tubi, a free ad-supported streaming service owned by Fox, partnered with TikTok to launch the Creatorverse Incubator, to develop original programming with creators that have an established fan base. In addition, influencers have been engaged to cover major world events from the State of the Union to the Olympics. While traditional media is still alive, a combination of major industry disruptions, including a pandemic, union strikes, wildfires, and technological innovations, has brought us to newer pastures. The next frontier creators are starting to evolve themselves, moving beyond solely focusing on content generation and looking to scale their businesses by positioning their operations to function as independent studios and/or prepare for an exit. A prime example is Lerman, one of the top creators with more than 25 million followers, who has built a vertically integrated studio in Burbank, California to film original content, and has also started to expand beyond short-form videos into feature films and microdramas. Brands such as Mattel and Lego have also started to operate as mini-studios by building internal infrastructures to greenlight high-performing original projects such as Barbie and various Lego movies. The consensus emerging from VidCon's industry programming is that these trends will only accelerate as creators, brands, and media companies continue to expand their operations to keep pace with a rapidly evolving market. Looking ahead, the following are primary legal considerations for all parties involved in creator economy dealmaking. 1. Brand and partnership agreements. The transformation of creators from paid endorsers into brand partners has significant legal implications that earlier versions of influencer agreements were not designed to address. Such agreements were typically structured around transactional, campaign-level engagements, which contemplated specific content posts, hashtags, disclosures, etc. However, that model does not reflect the reality of a large-scale creator roster that is integrated into a brand's marketing strategy, nor the long-term commercial relationships that now define how many brands engage with creator talent. As brand deals become more sophisticated, the agreements will need to reflect additional considerations such as tiered frameworks that govern ongoing creator relationships rather than one-off engagements. Content ownership and usage rights that are clear about who owns what, for how long, and across which platforms. Exclusivity carve-outs that accommodate creators who work with multiple B.